excited. All right. Hi, my name is Ashley. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery for pride, control, codependency, and self-sufficiency. Hey, y'all. Oh, just kidding. I grew up going to church every Sunday with my family. For me, church was about the attendance and making sure I looked the part of a good Christian. Growing up, I feared God and his disapproval of me. At a young age, I began to criticize myself with the idea that I was not meeting God's standards. I would immediately start praying for God to forgive me because I didn't want to go to hell. When I got baptized, I told myself it was time to get my act together and stop sinning. I had a broken understanding of what it meant to be baptized and a way more broken understanding of who God was. My childhood was marked by feeling shame, always needing to measure up, and seeking the approval of others. My inconsistency to understand who God was led to a life of having one foot in the world and striving to be a better Christian. By the age of 15, I began my thread of dating relationships from high school all the way through college. I would jump from one relationship straight to the next one. Dating at this time was about needing to feel wanted and validated. I looked to people to be my source of happiness, satisfaction, and comfort. During my transition from high school to college, I was in a 3-year relationship that looked perfect on the outside. I constantly tried to control people's perceptions of me and my life through deceit and manipulation. So the day that I decided to end this relationship, I kept it a secret because I was so consumed by the thought of what would people think of me. On the outside, we were a perfect couple, but what I was hiding was how toxic and unhealthy this relationship was. When I ended the relationship, I realized I didn't know who I was without it. I had no idea how to do life independently. So I ran to things that distracted me. I also strung this person along because I had an unhealthy dependency on him, and the idea of being alone mortified me. I began partying 3 to 4 days out of the week, drinking at work to get ready for the weekend, indulging in my alcohol consumption, driving intoxicated, and routinely placing myself and others in unsafe situations. When people started to notice and question my behavior, I couldn't keep up with the lies and endlessly trying to justify my actions to others. I began to spiral. I've heard it said that the power of sin is secrecy, and I lived a life full of keeping things in the dark. The partying, drugs, alcohol, the people I used for my own self-gratification, none of it was enough. This led to a deep depression and isolation. I thought partying even harder would fix my problem, but it only temporarily masked them. I became more careless, and it only intensified the feeling that the thoughts that nobody wanted me here. I had zero idea what my purpose in life was and had zero worth, sense of worth and value. Isolation is what led to even more poor decisions, heavier burdens, and deeper shame. This led to the day that I decided to listen to a whispering thought that I had been having and attempted to end my life. After attempting to end my life, I also failed at controlling this. For the first time in a long time, I turned to God, acknowledging him and crying out for help. I finally realized I was not the one in control of my life. What felt like rock bottom to me is what led me to seek something other than myself. So I started saying yes to attending to church with a couple of friends I knew. As I continued to show up to church, the Lord started to pull at the strings of my heart. My first night at Region was full of doubt and unrealistic expectations. I believed God could change some parts of me, but I had a much higher doubt than I did hope. But I kept showing up. During the early stages of regeneration, I went on a trip to Colorado with a couple of friends from college. For the first time in my life, I had no desire to partake in the drinking or anything else that was occurring. I was so miserable, and at the time, I couldn't understand why. I decided to branch away from the group and spend time in my Regent book. During this trip, the Lord helped me realize this type of lifestyle never actually fulfilled me. It wasn't life-giving, it was life-taking. The sin that I intentionally and actively chose became tasteless for me, and I no longer desired it. On my first Monday back from this trip, I confessed at Regent that I was still actively living in sin, all the way up to this moment, secretly partaking in an inappropriate relationship. Though I was met with a lot of love in that moment, I am grateful for the women who challenged me with truth of God's word. You guys know who you are. In step 3, trust, there is a segment that put into words the true reason why I was led to Region. I believe Jesus came as a payment for my sins, but I didn't trust Christ with my daily life. I trusted things like myself and others, people for comfort, I trusted things like myself and others for comfort, healing, and satisfaction. I learned Jesus is more than an idea to agree with. He is a person to trust for eternity and abide with daily through every circumstance. In my mind, I knew who God said I was, but the problem was within my heart. Mark 9:24 says, "I believe, help my unbelief." This was my prayer as I navigated regeneration, that I would believe where there was doubts about God. I experienced and understood that God truly is enough and can and will satisfy my every need when I allow him to be the Lord of my life. Step 8, forgive. I thought I was a great forgiver, but I quickly realized this was one of the hardest steps for me. Thinking about having to forgive one specific person enraged me. I wanted justice my way. In other words, I wanted to be my own God and wanted vengeance my way. Matthew 6:14-15 says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So I went back to step 3, trust. Here's where the Lord softened my heart to the idea of forgiveness. With a better understanding of biblical forgiveness and with many hard conversations with other women in my group who so lovingly listened and walked with me as I processed forgiveness, I was able to move to a place of trusting God with the hurts I had experienced. I am so grateful that I continue to show up on Monday nights and be committed to the steps. I never left a night from Region regretting showing up. I stand confident in Romans 4:20-21. No unbelief made him wavering concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Regeneration is a lifelong journey, and I can say that is 100% true. Though the Lord may not have changed all my circumstances during Regen, he changed my heart posture. I've learned to trust and rely on the Lord for decisions, comforts, and wisdom through prayer, his word, and other believers. God set me free from drunkenness, partying, inappropriate relationships, and finding my identity in people. I am grateful for the people he has placed in my life who faithfully walk alongside me and call me out with truth and love. A lot. I find times reading God's word not out of completion, but connecting and abiding with God. Where I once had no purpose in life, I find purpose in Christ and the urgency for others to know him like I do. I wasn't too far gone like I thought I was, and neither are you. God loves you more than you can ever comprehend. Because of the ways the Lord has transformed my heart and spirit, I had the privilege to serve in Groundworks, and now I get to lead this incredible, amazing step group, I'm super biased, where I get to walk alongside other women as they make a bold decision to begin the process of recovery. Although the Lord has transformed my life in many evident ways, the reality is there are still many areas the Lord is growing me. Life has thrown many curveballs, and I'm so tempted to run to the same struggles that brought me to Region. However, I'm grateful for the tools I have taken from Region, as well as the people who walk alongside me as I wrestle against sin and lies of the enemy. A verse I clung to during my recovery and still do to this day is 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly for my weaknesses, so the power of Christ may press upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I am content in my weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" This is a daily reminder for me to lay down my pride and remember that God is enough. He is the one who strengthens me in every circumstance, which is an area he continues to grow me in. Region, if I could encourage you in any way tonight, don't give up. Keep enduring. Do not believe the lies of the enemy. Be bold, not through your own strengths, but through Christ. Do not let your thoughts fester. Bring them to light. The enemy is here to kill, destroy, and divide. Do not let him win. My name is Ashley. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from pride, control, fear of man, codependency, shame, self-sufficiency, and to God be all the glory.